In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Sunday, if you remember, the Gospel gave us the parable of the weeds. As the sower scattered seed, some fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good soil. Despite the different outcomes, the parable ended with hope. The seed that fell on good soil produced an abundant harvest, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. In today's gospel, Jesus tells another parable about sowing. But this time, there are two sowers. One sows good seed that will become wheat. The other, an enemy, comes secretly during the night and sows seeds, weeds among the wheat. As Jesus says, when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. When the servants discover the weeds, they immediately want to pull them out. That seems like the obvious solution. But the master tells them not to do so, because in pulling out the weeds, they might also uproot the wheat. Instead, he says, let both of them grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, the weeds will be gathered and burned, while the wheat will be collected into the barn. Later, Jesus explains the meaning of the parable to his disciples. The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed represents the children of God's kingdom, while the weeds represent the children of the evil one. The enemy is the devil, the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Now there are many lessons in this parable, but today I would like to focus on one. The field is the world in which we live. A world where good and evil exist side by side. We do not have to look very far to see this reality. Alongside acts of generosity and compassion, we also see violence, injustice, dishonesty, and division. The landowner understands what has happened. He says, an enemy has done this. He recognizes that evil is real, but he also refuses to let evil dictate his response. The story illustrates this well. You know, there is a story about many years ago about a farmer who noticed that one of the owner of his field has become one corner of his field had become overrun with weeds. His young son eagerly offered to help. Don't worry, Dad, he said. I'll pull out every weed today. The father smiled and agreed. A few hours later, the boy came back, dirty, tired, and disappointed. What happened? His father asked. And the boy replied, I pulled out a lot of weeds, but I also pulled out some of the wheat. The roots were so tangled together that I couldn't tell them apart. The father put his hand on his son's shoulder and said, that is why an experienced farmer waits until harvest. With time, the wheat becomes obvious, and that can be gathered without destroying it. Now, Jesus' listeners would have understood this immediately. In the early stages of growth, weeds and wheat often look remarkably alike. Trying to separate them too soon could ruin the entire crop. The same is true in our relationships. We can be quick to judge someone because of one mistake, one harsh word, or one poor decision. Yet God sees the whole person. He sees not only who we are today, but also who we can become by His grace. He is patient with us, and He asks us to be patient with one another. That is why the Master says, "Let both of them grow together until the harvest." That little word, "let," deserves our attention. It can mean to allow or to permit. But in the language of Scripture, it can also carry the sense of forgiving or releasing. We hear that meaning in the Lord's Prayer: "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Now, seen in that light, this parable teaches us not to answer evil with more evil. The servants wanted to act immediately, but their solution would have caused even greater damage. Jesus invites us to a different approach, to a different way, the way of patience, mercy, and forgiveness. This does not mean ignoring evil or pretending that it does not matter. It means, rather, trusting God as the final judge while refusing to let resentment or hatred take root in our hearts. Evil is never overcome by more evil. It is overcome by goodness, mercy, and love. Now, the clearest example of this is Jesus Himself. You remember that as He hung on the cross, surrounded by those who rejected and condemned Him, He prayed, "Father, forgive them." After His resurrection, He did not seek revenge on the disciples who had abandoned Him. Instead, He forgave them. He restored them. He entrusted them with the mission of proclaiming God's forgiveness to the world. He told them, "Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven." Now, what is true of the world is also true of each one of us. The field is not only out there, it is also within us. Every one of us carries both wheat and weeds. We all experience the struggle between good and evil, faith and fear, generosity and selfishness. Saint Paul speaks honestly about this struggle in his letter to the Romans. He said, "I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do." Paul reminds us that the Christian life is not about pretending to be perfect. It is about allowing God's grace to keep transforming us day by day. So this parable invites us to examine our own lives. Where is God growing good wheat within us? And where are the weeds that need the healing grace? It also invites us to look at our families, our parish, and our communities. Are we sowing seeds of peace or division, forgiveness or bitterness, hope or discouragement? Every day we are faced with these choices. Every day we decide whether we will nourish the wheat or allow the weeds to take over. The good news is that we are not left to make those choices alone. The Lord who sows the good seed is patient, compassionate, and merciful. He never gives up on us. He continues to nurture the good within us, offering us the grace to grow into the people He created us to be. So may we welcome His grace, choose what is good, be patient with one another, forgive as we have been forgiven, and bear abundant fruit for God's kingdom in our homes, in our parish, and in our community and world. Amen.